Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was just told that I'm calling back into a live show. Well, let me start off with the Ten Commandments. I'm not going to play the song that I usually have, because you sheep have already heard it. Let me start with the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Do you get it? What not do you understand about not having no other gods before God, our Father? What is it? Whether it's your God or cheating on your spouse, your God? Whatever it is, stop doing it. And then just have one God, our Heavenly Father. The second commandment. Thou shalt not make unto yourselves any graven images or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters underneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down yourself to them, nor serve them, for I am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and the fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandment and keep his word. You're right. Whoever told you that the commandments are out of date, they told you something that will send you to the fire and brimstone. In that place, you do not want to go. You want the salvation, as this song said. You want salvation. And to be, that is to be saved by our Father. You don't want to be left in, I don't know where our Father is going to take us, but we will be away from the trouble that the earth is going to face. We're not going to be area when they start shooting each other up with the chemical warfare and all that. I pray that we not go there. The third commandment, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that take his name in vain. So you don't take God in vain for nothing. Don't be using his name, wrongfully using his name, or misusing his name, or cursing at his name. Don't know how some people will curse, say, I forget the example I would use. The devil has thrown me out. Or should I blame the devil for what happened with my radio program earlier, where I was told that I was not reaching the people? call in. And so I did. I called back in, and they said my push. I had left my program that was already on. So I ask that you forgive me. I make mistakes, and you will see that I do. The fourth commandment, and this is a very important one that many of you sheep do not follow. It says here, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. What are you supposed to do? That's right, you're supposed to keep it holy. It says further, 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath day of thy God. In it thou shalt do not any work, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy maid servant, nor thy man servant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day. The Sabbath day, if you don't know what that is, it is Saturday. The Sabbath day is called Saturday, or Saturday is called the Sabbath day. And hold it. He made it holy. The fifth commandment, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the earth, which the Lord thy God givest thee. The sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill. And Father, let's stop right here and pray for those people that are killing each other. Last night, someone about 6 blocks away from my home shot and killed someone at a gas station. You're not supposed to kill. I know you're not listening to me, but I want you to listen to me. You're not supposed to kill, nor are you supposed to kill your babies. You're not supposed to have abortions, even though our federal government says that you can. And many people will argue me down that a woman can do what she wants with her body. And I used to do that too until I see this. It says, thou shalt not kill. And that's a direct commandment from God. You're not supposed to kill anybody. You understand? The seventh commandment, thou shalt not adultery. That means you're not supposed to cheat on your spouse, man, woman. You're not supposed to cheat on your spouse, period. You at one time wanted to love that person. And if you've fallen out of love, ask God to help you. He will help you. And He will make the male love you back. As well, woman, He will make you love your husband back. You start loving each other again. Don't go out there. That's why so many diseases in the world today. That's one of the reasons. Now, let me say the eighth commandment. Thou shalt not steal. What do you not understand about that? Don't steal. Okay? That's what the Bible says. You're not supposed to steal. Let me read the ninth commandment. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. You're not to do what? You're not supposed to lie on your neighbors. Or you're not supposed to, in other words, I would say, tell a story. But in the Bible it says, shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. And the tenth commandment is, thou shalt not covet or be envious of thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox or his ass, that means his donkey, nor anything that is thy neighbor. I have read you the Ten Commandments, and you can find those in the book of Exodus, chapter 20 through 17. I pray that our Father gives you an understanding of his words that have been read for your hearing. Also, see, I want you to know this, the 12 tribes of Jacob, they were not white. These are all brown-skinned or dark-skinned people. The tribe of Judah, that's the American blacks. Most of us were slaves in the South, and my family came up north. I'm so happy that they did. The tribe of Benjamin, they're from the settled nowadays in the blacks in the West Indies. Levi, that's in Haiti, Ephraim. They are the Puerto Ricans. Manasseh, those are brothers in Cuba and sisters in Cuba. The Dominicans, those are Simeon's children. Zebulun, they are from Guatemala to Panama and the Mayan Indians. Gad, those are the Native American Indians. Reuben, they are the Seminole Indians. Asher, that's Colombia and Uruguay. The Incas. Issachar, those are the Mexicans, better known as Aztecs. And Naphtali, those are the Argentina and Chile. And I want you to know that. Ask your pastors who they are. They might tell you something different. And then you can go back to the Bible where it tells you that he made people out of the ground. And you'll find that in the book of Genesis. I just read that to you about two or three, maybe a month or two ago now. I'm just now on Genesis chapter 28. And I read that to you last week about Jacob. Most people will say he stole his brother Esau's birthright, but that was not true. Even his father says that his brother came unto him with subtlety, that is, with a cunning spirit or a crafty spirit, and took his birthright and, took his blessing away. And he says that, well, it says here, and thy brother came with subtlety and has taken away your blessing. And so Esau is saying that his brother has did twice to him two things. That is to take away his birthright, and then to take away the last thing is his blessing. So he went away to his brother Laban's neighborhood, or where he was. Excuse me, I'm having the belt. I am not perfect, always something. See, I want you to turn your Bibles to Genesis chapter 28 and read along with me. I may make mistakes in saying some of these words, but I pray not. You know that just as Jacob alleged last week that his eyes had grown dim, and I am of that age where my eyes have grown dim, as well as my hearing. And, you know, a lot of things has happened to me trying to serve the Lord. But, you know, with getting older, that's one of the things. It might be two of the things that will happen to you. You start losing, you won't be able to see as well as you used to, as well as hear. I can't see as well as I used to, nor hear. Nonetheless, let me not continue having a testimony about myself and read what's in the Bible. You need to know what our Father told me to feed his sheep, and that's what I'm trying to do to the best of my ability. Chapter 28 of Genesis. If you don't know how to spell Genesis, it's G-E-N-E-S-I-S. Then I want you to go to chapter 28, and I will start reading there. I'm going to read as much to you as I can, and if I can get into chapter 29, I will. Although it says that I'm to read chapter 27. I read chapter 27 last week, and I'm going to start right now. Genesis chapter 28, verse 1. And Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said unto him, thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Go, arise, go to Padan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, thy mother's father, and take a wife from that place, the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother. And God Almighty bless thee. Let me read verse number 3 again. And God Almighty bless thee and make thee fruitful and multiply thee, that thou mayest be a multitude of people, and give thee a blessing of Abraham to thee and to thy seed with you. Let me read verse 4 again. And give God the blessing of Abraham to thee and to thy seed with thee, that thou mayest inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger, which God gave unto Abraham. Verse 5. And Isaac went away, Jacob. Let me read verse 5 again. And Isaac sent away Jacob, and he went to Padan Aram unto Laban, son of Beulah, the Syrian, the brother of Rebekah, Jacob's and Esau's mother. Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob, and sent him away to Padan Aram to take him a wife from thence, that is, from that place, and that he blessed him to give him a charge, saying, thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. And Jacob obeyed, his father and his mother, and went and was gone to Parham or Aram. And Esau, seeing that the daughters of Canaan pleased not Isaac his father, then went Esau unto Ishmael and took unto him wives which he had, Mahalath, the daughter of Ishmael's Abraham's son and sisters of Mibajo to be his wife. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went towards Haran, and he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night, because the sun was set, and he took of the stones of that place, put them for his pillows, and lay down in that place to sleep. He dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached the heavens. And behold, the angel of God ascended, that means going upward, and descending on it. Descending is downward. So the angels were going up and down on that ladder. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac, and the land whereupon thou liest. To thee I will give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with you, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into the land, for I will not leave thee until I have gone. I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. So this is why I'm thinking that our Heavenly Father will put us back in that land, although we are gone to different parts of the earth. In the end, He is going to put us back in the land where we should be. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, surely this is the Lord. Surely the Lord is in this place. This place, I knew it not. And he was afraid, and said, how dreadful is this place, that is none other but the house of God, which this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose and got up early in the morning and took stones that he had put for his pillows, and he set up a pillar and poured oil upon the top of it, and he called the name of the place Ula, or Bethel, and the name of the city, which was called Luz, and at the first. And Jacob vowed, saying, if God will be with me and keep me in the way that I go, I will give bread and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace. Then the Lord thy God, and the stone which is verse 22. And the stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house. And all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give thee a tenth unto you. Pray that the sheep who are listening to me understand what I have read in verse 28. And now I'm going to, I got 13 minutes left. I'll try to start reading chapter 29 of Genesis. Then Jacob went on his journey and came to the land of the people of the east. And he looked, and behold, a well in the field. And lo, there were lions in it. And out of the well they were watered the flock, and a great stone was up on the well's mouth. And hither were the flocks gathered, and they rolled the stone away from the well's mouth, and watered the sheep, and put the stone again upon the well's mouth. And Jacob said unto them, my brethren, whence be ye? And they said, of Haran we are. And he said unto them, know ye Laban? And they, and the son of Nabor? And they said, we know him. And he said unto them, is he well? And they said, he is well. And behold, Rebecca, his daughter, cometh with his sheep. And he said, lo, yet I knew. Let me read verse 7 again. And he said, lo, it is yet high noon. Neither is it time that the cattle should be gathered together. Water ye the sheep and go and eat them. And they said, we cannot until the flocks be gathered together, until they roll the stone from the well's mouth. Then we water the sheep. And while he yet spake with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she kept them. And it came to pass, when Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, and the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother, Jacob went near and rolled the stone from the well's mouth and watered the flock of Laban, his mother's brother. And Jacob kissed Rachel and lifted up his voice and wept. And Jacob told Rachel that he was her father's brother, and he was Rebekah's son. And she went and told her father. And it came to pass when Laban heard the news, well, it says tidings, that means news, of Jacob, his sister's son, that he ran to meet him and embraced and kissed him and brought him to his house and told. And he told Laban all these things. And Laban said to him, surely thou art blessed. He said, surely thou art my bone of my flesh. And abide with him a space of a month. And Laban said unto Jacob, because thou art my brother, should you therefore serve me not, that is, for nothing? Tell me, what shall thy wages be? And Laban had two daughters. One name was the elder. Let me read verse 16 again. And Laban had two daughters. And Laban had daughters. And oh, I forgot where I was. I thought I was at verse 16, but I will go back up to verse 13. And it came to pass, when Laban heard the good news of Jacob, his sister's son, he ran to meet him, and he embraced him and kissed him, and brought him to his house, and he told Laban all these things. And Laban said to him, surely thou art bone of my flesh. And he abided with him the space of a month. And Laban said unto him, because thou art my brother, shouldest you therefore serve me for naught, that is, for nothing? Tell me, what shall thy wages be? And Laban had two daughters. He came to the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah was tender-eyed. That means Leah was weak-eyed. And that was Leah, the tribe of Jacob, come out of her. The tribe of Judah came out of her, which means that Leah is our mother. But Rachel was beautiful and well-featured. And Jacob loved Rachel and said, I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter. And Laban said, it is better that I give her to thee than that I should give her to another man. Abide with me. And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed unto him but a few days for the love he had to her. And Jacob said unto Laban, give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go unto her. And Laban gathered together all the men of the place and made a feast. And it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah, his daughter, and brought her to him. And he went unto her. And Laban gave unto his daughter Leah Zilpah's maid for a handmaid. And it came to pass that when it was morning, behold, it was Leah. He had said to Laban, what is this thou hast done to me? Unto me, did I serve thee for Rachel? Wherefore then hast thou beguiled, or that is, tricked him, or deceived me? And Laban said, it must be done so in our country to give the younger before the firstborn. Let me read that again. And Laban said, it must not be so done in our country to give the younger before the firstborn. He's saying that we should not. We should give the older first, and we should we should not give the first, the younger first. We should give the older first. Verse 27, fulfill her week, and we will give thee thus also for the service which thou serve with me yet 7 other years. And Jacob did so and fulfilled her week. And he gave him Rachel, his daughter, to wife also. And Laban gave Rachel, his daughter, Bilhah, his handmaid, to her maid. And he went unto Rachel, and he loved Rachel. Also Rachel more than Leah, and he served with him yet 7 other years. And when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, and Rachel was barren. That means childless. She was, she didn't have any children until our Father in heaven opened her womb. And Leah conceived and bare a son, and she called his name Reuben. And Rachel, where she said, "Truly, the Lord has looked upon me after my affliction. Therefore, my husband will love me." And she conceived again and bare a son, and said, "Because the Lord have heard me that I was hated, has therefore given me his son also." And he called his name Simeon. And she conceived again and bare a son and said, "Now this time will my husband join unto me, because I have borne him 3 sons. Therefore will his name be called Levi." And she conceived again and bare a son, and she said, "Now I will praise the Lord." Therefore she called his name Judah. And left bearing. So we have finished reading chapter 29. Please, I want you to read Genesis chapter 30. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Oh, I didn't even say a prayer to begin our program. Excuse me. See, this is the Feed My Sink Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Friday to everyone. I call it Sabbath afternoon because it's in the evening time. And and Sabbath will end tomorrow evening. Saturday evening. I read from the King James Book of the Bible. Excuse me, I have a prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for watching over us and protecting us in our sleep. Keep us, keep from the devil, and bless us as you know how. Keep natural disasters away from us. Keep chemical disasters away from us as well. And I say that prayer in the name of Yeshua, better known as Jesus. Keep listening to me next time. Maybe I won't be confused and told that my program needs to be started over. I don't know why that happened. I don't know why that came on my screen. I mean, people from all over are listening to me. Father, I was being sick. The last caller,
help your children.
He said,
he was just trying to see if it worked. And I told him
by the side of the road.
Another
that heaven might find
a place
in their heart.
I'm not perfect. I can't read perfect.
Jesus,
but I'm so glad that you are
alive. He won't let you down. And I know
Tuesday.
We've got to walk on.